No, thank you, orderly. I am quite sure we do not require a chaperone.
I knew it would be you. There really wasn't any doubt. No, it will be no trouble for me. But what about you? People will start to talk. Questions, questions. I don't know if I'm going to answer them today, not even in the interest of forensic psychology. No, especially when they are lies. But they are. You ask me about dates and times, about motivations, about victimology, about my mother, and you correlate and collate and write your papers, and the idiots on your committees nod and make approving noises. Really, I don't miss academia at all, but I digress. Your questions are all lies. No, they weren't always lies. Granted, they were driven by dry scientific curiosity rather than genuine interest, but they were asked with good intentions. I deny it if you want, but we won't be going any further today unless you admit the truth. Are you going to make me say it? Very well. You conspicuously have never asked me the last question, the one all the other doctors and detectives asked, the one I never answer. Why was there never any sign of a struggle? Why was there never any evidence of bindings? Why did every toxicology screening come back negative? Three questions, but really one. How did I keep my victims compliant to my activities? So you admit it. But I wonder, are you really telling yourself the truth? Come now, we're adults. You are an intelligent woman. Bold. Strong. If I'm honest, quite my type. Perhaps not reflective enough, though. You know more about me than anyone else, so I think you know how I did it. You don't need an answer. No, not to that question. The one your body is asking. You have no idea what I'm talking about. Really? Your lips are slightly parted, and your respiration rate is quickened. You have a noticeable flush high on your cheeks. You've crossed and uncrossed your legs a distinctly unladylike number of times. Your pen somehow finds its way to your mouth frequently today. And if one is particularly perceptive, as I am, there is a noticeable scent in the air of readiness. Deny it if you wish, but I will tell you this. If you gesture to the orderlies politely, they will turn off the cameras and open the cell door. We have an arrangement. And then I will answer your actual question. I assure you that you will be very satisfied with my response. Guarantee your safety. Can anyone really be called safe in this world? No. No, I don't think so. As the man says, you pay your money and you take your chances. Good girl. Please, make yourself welcome in my parlour. Oh, and be a dear and remove your clothes. You hesitate. Now, you stand in violation of all academic principle, unprotected in a cell with a man convicted of murdering over 30 women. And you are concerned with the vulnerability of nudity? You are 15 seconds away from help. That's how long it will take the orderlies to reach this cell. In that time, I could do all manner of things to you, clothed or unclothed. So, what's it to be? Were you going to turn around and walk away? Return to your safety? Gesture again and I'll close the door and I can't possibly get to you. But you'll never have your answer. good. Now that I can see what I am working with, I'm most impressed. You wear bland clothes to conceal your beauty. This is understandable given your line of work. I'm going to caress your cheek now. React as you wish. A moan. Already. Fascinating. I'm going to stand very close to you now, touch your cunt and put my finger inside you. I will not be gentle. Very nice. I can feel how ready you are, clitoris engorged, extremely wet. And you shake your head? Could it be that you are still in denial, despite your situation and obvious arousal? Fuck my finger. Grind against my hand. This is not a request. Although you may be distracted, imagine for a moment that you are extremely perceptive. Imagine that you are capable of reading the psychology of people from their bearing, their clothes, their patterns of speech, even their breathing. Imagine if, after a few minutes, you could have a grasp of their greatest fears and their deepest, most concealed desires. What could you make that person do if you demonstrated how you could fulfill those desires? For example, imagine if you were a research student. You were driven by ambition but confused by uncomfortable thoughts. You want nothing more than to be taken by this dangerous psychopath, cold, alone, exposed, and used. Nothing could possibly bring you more pleasure. I'm going to push you up against the bars now. They're quite cold, have sharp edges, and will bruise your soft skin. I will not be gentle. Tell me, is this how you imagined it? Perhaps you thought it would be the concrete wall instead, but the bars are better, aren't they? Harsher, somehow. A reminder of your situation. You've raised one of your legs for me, and you're practically panting. Good girl. I'm going to thrust my cock into you. I will not be gentle. In fact, I will be bruising. For you, pain and pleasure blur, as does humiliation and affection. I could make some guesses as to your history, but really, what matters is the here and now, isn't it? The satisfaction of having a man fuck you roughly against prison bars. Particularly infamous, vicious one at that. Tell me what you want now. We've moved beyond illusions. Tell me. Good girl. I'm very proud of you. Yes, I mean that. Very few people move beyond the lies they tell themselves and reach the depths of their own id. Now, just as you have requested, as you have fantasized, I'm going to choke you while I finish. Leaving my seed inside you. Yes. I know. You've waited for this, haven't you? It's taken you weeks to build up the courage, even to think about asking. Is it everything you thought it would be? And are you ready? Are you ready? Oh, yes. Yes, you are. I can feel it. I've always been able to feel it. Oh. You will make it so obvious. Guards, I think we're done here. My visitor will be leaving once she's dressed herself. Always good to see you. I look forward to the next time. I sense you have many more questions. Mm-hmm.